Okay. I'm sorry about that. As usual, we're having problems with our sound. We'll send you the video link. I don't think, maybe the colleagues will try and see if they can fix it and we can see it at the end of the presentation, but I'll continue with my few remaining remarks. But basically, Mary Maker was highlighting the 12 of our major operations that went underfunded this year. And they're funding lagged so far behind the budgeted needs, we had to focus just on keeping the basic needs that we were able to provide the year before. Our calls for help with protection assistance and empowerment must not mean that we lose sight of what should perhaps be the overriding goal, namely solutions. All too often, our wish to see solution is in vain. Demand far outstrips supply. More than 100 million people are waiting for a solution to their situation, and for most of them, plan A is to return in safety and dignity when conditions allow. In the past year, we've seen an inspiring success in West Africa, with the regional coming together to heal the wounds of Côte d'Ivoire's refugee crisis. And we've seen many thousands of Burundian refugees returning home too. But they need financial support to reestablish their lives. And this year, we struggled. We struggled to provide that support for voluntary returns. Once they have done so, they will no longer need UNHCR's help and their demands on UNHCR's donors, you. It will be eased. But for the vast majority, the conditions are simply not there because of the failure to stop wars and bring sustainable peace. If not returned, what else? Only a relative few are lucky enough to be resettled or find complementary pathways to third countries. We hope that governments and their citizens are increasingly aware of the value of inclusion and integration. That is to say, welcoming displaced and stateless people in the community and allowing them to study and to work in the same way as locals. There are wonderful examples of solidarity shown to Venezuelans in Colombia and Ukrainians across Europe. But we know that this can be challenging, in particular for low and middle-income countries. And we are working with development partners to help. The High Commissioner's Protection Dialogue on Development Cooperation is coming up in the next days. Our global appeal is not a humanitarian band-aid. It is not just one in a series of seamless, endless funding requests. We are trying together to solve situations, build resilience, empower people, and reduce needs. We do not want to see annual needs of $10 billion and more, nor do you, nor do the people we serve. A budget of this size represents failure. Failure to prevent displacement, failure to overcome exclusion and xenophobia, a failure to bring solutions of forced displacement and statelessness to an end. Our collective success should be measured by a reduction in needs from one year to the next. But the greater the underfunding and the more this ambition slips, it slips out of reach. The trend of the last few years show that underfunding will continue and is continuing. So we are doing our best to build partnerships, share that responsibility, and diversify our funding. I'm proud that today we have one of our nine national partners represented here by España con ACNUR, or our Spain for UNHCR. They have been essential for our response in Ukraine and for underfunded operations around the world, and they reflect the strong public support for UNHCR's work and for refugees. Thank you for standing by UNHCR in the past 72 years and by our side for also supporting our partners. Thank you for choosing to act in solidarity with hosting countries. Many find this challenge thrust upon them amid their own domestic struggles. But they respond, and they respond with incredible kindness, nevertheless. And your support shows them that they are not alone. Thank you so much.